For a grand tasting breakfast, try a bowl of delicious, nutritious Cheerios. Cheerioats. Cheerioats, made from oats ready to eat and shaped like tiny donuts. And now, The Lone Ranger, brought to you by Cheerioats. The Lone Ranger, brought to you by Cheerios. Till you've tried Cheerios, you've missed discovering a really great breakfast cereal. For Cheerios has a different, distinctive flavor. Good. Cheerios is downright delicious. It's even fun to see welcoming you to breakfast, for it's the only ready-to-eat cereal made in the form of tiny little donuts, every one with a hole in the middle. And Cheerios is a gun-exploded cereal. Ask Mom to get you Cheerios tomorrow. Just tell her this. It's ready-to-eat. It's made from oats. That's the story of Cheerios. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Morning, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto reined their horses to a halt on one of the high mountain trails in Paiute Canyon.
Oh, Silver, easy, big fella. That rider we've been trailing, Tonto, isn't that him crossing the creek down there?
Ah, young fella ride buckskin pony.
We've had him inside for 3 days now. Only a few miles from here to El Cinco. He'll get there all right. I can't understand why Sheriff Ferguson was worried about
him. Sabe, look. See two men ride horses. Close in on young fella.
Yes, you're right. They're the same two have been trailing us.
Better we get to bottom of trail plenty quick and...
Yes, we'll... No, Tonto, wait a minute.
Me not savvy.
Steady, Silver. Look closer. Both of those men have dismounted. One of them is going to climb over the ridge. You waylay the boy on that cutback in the trail.
That reason we not help young fella?
No. The main thing is both of them are wearing lawman's badges.
Then young fella crook.
I don't know, Tonto. Come on. We'll walk the horses. Use a side trail. Maybe we can get within earshot of what's going on.
Oh, boy. Guess I must have lost those armies who were trailing me. Ain't seen hide nor hair of them. It's too close for comfort. They must be... I'll head for those rocks. That came from this side of the trail up ahead. It's a good thing I grabbed my Winchester out of the saddle boot. The buzzard pokes his head
up. Don't do nothing, Buster.
What?
Right behind you. With the gun, the trigger's mighty easy. Drop that rifle.
Drop it.
That's it. Now I'm going to sing out, so don't get jumpy. Pete! Oh, Pete!
That you, Jack?
I got him. He headed for the rocks just like we figured he would.
Angie looking critter.
Hey, what's the idea? You road agents been dogging my trail for 2 days.
Three.
What happened to the mask one of you was wearing? The Indian getup.
That's some of your crew. We spotted them, too. Why'd you split up?
That's a lie. You gunslinging Jaspers know it.
Take a look at this badge on my vest.
You mean lawman?
What did you expect? Pick up his Winchester, Pete. Guess that was the only hardware he was packing.
I don't know what kind of a dodge you gents are trying to pull, but
walk over to that cayuse of yours. And you'd better keep them hands elevated. Move.
Suppose you are a lawman. What are you trailing me for?
In case you don't know, you're in Piute County. Have been for the last 2 miles. I happen to be the sheriff here. Name's Jack Booth. This is Pete Crawford, my deputy.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
What's your name?
Bob Stevens.
Are you sure of that? The memory ain't failing you, is it?
I ought to know my own name. I'm getting tired of...
What did you say your name was again?
Stevens. Bob Stevens.
You hear that, Pete? Might need your statement if he tries to deny it later on.
Yeah.
Deny it? Why should I deny my own name?
Because it ain't yours.
Ain't mine. What in the world are you talking...
You didn't bury him deep enough.
Bury him? Who?
Bob Stevens. After you bushwhacked the kid, you should have buried him deeper. Coyotes dug him up and he was identified.
Why, you're loco. I'm Bob Stevens.
Then why did Sheriff Ferguson over in Porterville send word that Stevens had been murdered? And that you'd probably head this way to claim the property young Bob inherited.
Wait a minute. Now, look. I got a letter from a lawyer in El Cinco telling me about my uncle dying. Sheriff Ferguson in Porterville saw it. He knows it. What's right here in my pocket.
Keep your hands up. Like as not, you stole everything Stevens had on him when you did the killing.
I tell you, I'm Bob Stevens.
Stubborn cuss, ain't he?
Yeah. We'll take him into town. Now climb in your cayuse, Bub, and don't try any tricks.
But I tell you...
All right.
Now line out up the trail. We'll be right behind you. And remember, I'd just as soon pump lead into a murderer as look at him. Get up there.
Get up. Yeah, come on.
Think, Kemosabe.
I don't know, Tonto.
We trail him?
Yes. Here, Silver. Scout.
Maybe a young fella fool lawman in Porterville. Fool us?
That's possible. Silly big fella.
This lawman seems plenty sure. Him half crook.
Yes, he may be right. It won't do any harm for us to find out for ourselves.
Come on, Silver. Let's come.
This is the best jail we've got. Hit the dirt.
Guess it won't do any good to tell you again that you're making a mistake.
Not a bit. Take the horses down to the stable, Pete.
Yeah. Get up there. Come on. Here.
You better empty your pockets right here in the desk. Don't allow prisoners to keep anything on them while they're here.
You've already got my rifle. I'm not carrying anything except some tobacco, papers, jackknife, and a money belt.
I'll take care of these until he...
Congratulations, Sheriff. Pete Crawford just told me you found that murderer from Porterville.
We got him all right.
Who's this? My name's Quayle, young man. Lawyer Quayle.
Quayle? You must be the... You wrote me a letter.
I wrote to Robert Stevens, nephew of the late Amos Stevens.
Well, that's me.
You see, Quayle, he's one of them hombres who goes right on line. Even when he knows he's beat.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, here's Clay Fisher. Hear the news, Clay?
Yeah. Here's another one of them telegraph messages for you, Sheriff. Just come in down to depot.
You're the brass pounder. You must have riddled it out. What does it say?
A description of the Jasper Sheriff Ferguson think must have murdered Bob Stevens.
Let me see it. About 5'10". Medium weight. Brown hair. Blue eyes. Carrying a Winchester, riding a buckskin pony.
This is him. There's no doubt of it.
Real name's Johnny Harper. So that's your handle, eh?
How many times do I have to tell you my name's Bob Stevens?
Clay, you go back to the depot and send Sheriff Ferguson a message.
Yeah.
Tell him I've arrested this varmint. And...
Well, what's the matter, Jack?
Who's that redskin standing out there?
Redskin? Oh, they all look alike. What difference...
Hey, Injun! What you hanging around here for?
Well, me hunt for fella, make talk and wire.
Talk on what... Oh, you mean the telegrapher?
Ah.
Customer for you, Clay.
You want to send a telegram, Injun?
No. Me not do it now. Come, Scout.
What do you mean?
No life wire, the cop. Get out, Scout.
Well, I'll be... The Injun's loco.
One look at you, Clay, and he changes mind.
Oh, shut up. Come on, Bub. Back in the cell for you. Move.
Thank you.
there ever was a frame-up, this is it.
They all say that. Every critter that's ever been in the same place as you are. Think it over, Bob.
Hope, fella, hope.
You made a fast trip, Tonto. What did you find out?
Lawman put young fella in jail.
The sheriff is evidently convinced the boy's a murderer.
When me outside Lawman's office, man who make wire talk come in there.
You mean a telegrapher?
Him bring message from Sheriff Ferguson in Porterville.
I can't understand why Sheriff Ferguson would ask us to trace Stevens and wire that. Tonto, what kind of a jail do they have in El Cinco?
Well, it's not big. It's made from adobe block.
Good. And isn't there a trail that circles south of town so we could reach the rear of the jail without being seen?
We right now?
Not yet. We'll wait till after sundown.
I don't know, Quayle. Everything's got to be strictly legal.
Would I suggest anything that wasn't legal?
Well, all right. Pete! Hey, Pete.
Yeah?
Mr. Quayle wants to talk to that varmint we've got penned up. Take a lantern and show him the way back there.
Sure. That isn't necessary, Sheriff. I know the way. Give me the lantern.
Be careful. He's kind of tricky.
So am I. Well, Johnny, you don't look very cheerful.
How many times do I have to tell you, Aubrey? My name
is... Bob Stevens, I know.
Then why don't you... Oh, it's you. A lawyer. What do you want?
To help you.
Yeah? Why?
Well, that's my business, helping people who are in trouble.
You're the one who got me into this thing. If you hadn't written about my Uncle Amos dying, I wouldn't
Johnny,
have...
Johnny, it's bad business for a client to lie to his lawyer. Now, tell the truth.
Well, of all the crazy... Listen, I'm not your client. And if I wanted a lawyer, you'd be the last...
Forget that. I said I wanted to help you.
I'll
get you out of here. There's a door at the back of this place. It's unlocked. And there's a horse tied to a cottonwood tree about 50 feet away.
Yeah? Even if that was true, it wouldn't help me. Those iron bars you're leaning against are... Hey.
How's that, hmm?
I... How did you...
Never mind. I told you I wanted to help you. Here. Here's a gun.
Thanks.
Now, don't make any noise. Walk slowly till you reach the back door. Then get out.
I don't see why you're
doing it. Hurry before the sheriff hears you.
Oh, who's
that? Old fella. Old fella.
Steady, big fella. At the jail, Toto? I'll walk over to the side first and then... Wait a minute. Somebody coming out of the back door.
It's the young fella, Bob Stevens.
He's heading for a horse. Hitched to the tree.
Maybe him escape.
Pete, get away! Johnny Harper, get away!
Where is he?
I see him. There he goes. Get your hands on him. He's got
him. We'll never talk to Stevens unless we keep him alive. Use your gun, Tonto.
What the? Down there, Sheriff. Over this way. Where are the kids gang? That mask guard we were training. Son of him, let him have it.
Heading south, Tonto. We've got to catch him before the law does. Follow the boy.
Get him up, Scarrow and Silver.
Whitey, where are you?
What do you want?
Spread the word. I want a posse. Every man in town. We'll nail that kid in his owl hoof parts. They're heading out the south trail. Bring every man here and we'll get him.
Can the Lone Ranger and Tonto aid justice by helping a prisoner of the law to escape? We'll continue our story in just a moment.
Gee, Mr. Slagle, I'd sure like to have a horse like Silver. Wouldn't it be swell to ride to school like that?
Sure would, George, but I doubt if you could keep a horse like Silver.
Well, then I guess I'd like a Jeep as the next best. Wouldn't the kids' eyes pop to see me ride my own Jeep to school?
Yeah, it'd be faster, too. Give you more time for breakfast. Time for that second bowl of Cheerios.
Never have tried Cheerios yet, even the first bowl.
Well, then you have a real treat coming, for listen to this. Maybe you've tried ready-to-eat corn cereals, wheat cereals, or rice cereals. Now, they're all good, but Cheerios is different. For Cheerios is made from oats, ready-to-eat right out of the box. It's made in tiny little golden donut-like shapes. Little fellas. Every one with a hole in the middle.
But how does Cheery Oats taste?
Why, Cheery Oats is great. It has a unique flavor all its own. The kind of flavor folks try once, then adopt right then and there. And listen, Cheery Oats is not only a nutritious, delicious cereal you like. It's a good source of vitamins and minerals. And a good source of food energy, too. And that isn't all. Cheery Oats is a gun-exploded cereal. Yes, they're full of tiny, tender little cells that are crunchy, delicious. Just you try a bowl full and see for yourself.
Sounds good to me.
Cheery Oats is good. Why don't all you fellows and girls ask Mom the next time she's shopping to get you Cheery Oats. C-H-E-R-I-O-A-T-S. Now to continue our story. Urging their horses at top speed, the Lone Ranger and Tonto quickly overtook the escaping prisoner.
Wait! Wait up!
No! I'm not going to! No. All right! Whoa! I can't outrun you! This gun's no good!
Oh, Silver! Oh, easy! Let him go,
yes, no use trying.
Take that side trail to the left. There's a posse right behind us. We've got to lose it.
Why, you're masked! I thought you were.
Hey, we've got to move off this trail.
And the Indian, he's the same one I saw this afternoon.
There'll be time enough for explanations later. Lead off, Tonto. We'll follow you.
Get him up, scout!
Yes,
come on, Silver!
With Tonto leading the way, the Lone Ranger and Bob Stevens urged their horses along a half-ridden back trail that led through tangled mesquite and chaparral. The sudden disappearance of three horsemen that apparently vanished into thin air baffled the sheriff's posse. Angrily, they gave up the pursuit and returned to El Cinco. Unaware that less than half a mile away in the Lone Ranger's secluded camp, Bob Stevens had finished telling his story.
That's all I know about it. The sheriff, Jack Booth, and his deputy picked me up on the trail east of here late this afternoon. They arrested me for killing myself.
Yes, I know. Tonto and I were there.
There? Well, I didn't see... I mean, how could...
Tell me. You are Bob Stevens, aren't you?
Sure. I swear I am.
I believe you, Bob. That's why Tonto and I helped you to dodge the posse.
Yeah, I'm sure grateful to you for what you've done. But I don't see
if
why...
If for no other reason, because I'm a friend of Sheriff Ferguson in Porterville.
You? A masked owl hoot, a friend of Sheriff Ferguson? Well, I guess there's no use of me trying to figure it out.
It's more important to discover the reason for the trouble you're in.
Yeah. But where can you start? The whole thing's so mixed up.
Did you say it was Quayle, the lawyer, who unlocked your cell and gave you a gun?
Yeah, an empty one. You hadn't been there, they'd have drilled me. It was a double cross.
Yes, I know. But that seems as good a place as any to start.
What do you mean?
For the lawyer. Tonto, you go ahead and find out where he lives. Bob and I'll meet you at the edge of town in about an hour.
Ah, me to it.
Tonto left the Lone Ranger's camp and arrived on the outskirts of El Cinco a few moments later. He dismounted there and led Scott through the thick shadows that cloaked the sleeping town. Making use of his instinctive trailing sense, was only a short time until the masked man's faithful Indian companion had completed the task assigned to him. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and Bob Stevens arrived at their prearranged meeting place.
Oh, Silver, easy. Tonto should be up. Yes, there he is. He must be somewhere near that row of houses. I'll make as little noise as you can. Come on, Silver.
Get up. Come on.
Oh, Silver, easy.
King Sabi.
Yes?
He find house where Quayle fella live.
Good. He's a big fella. Which one is it, Tonto?
Last one. End of street.
You come with me, Bob. Tonto, wait here with the horses. I want to keep our back trail covered.
Sure. All I'd like to
no
know...
No questions now, except the ones we're going to ask Mr. Quayle. Come on.
Nothing here. that him? Over there asleep.
We'll see. Quayle. Quayle. Light the lamp up.
Yeah. Mask. An outlaw. And Johnny Harper.
My name ain't Harper, and you know it.
What do you want?
The truth.
How did you get in here? I'll call the sheriff.
The first thing you'll do is answer some questions. There could be a murder right here in your bedroom, Mr. Quayle.
What do you want to know?
Why did you give Bob Stevens an empty gun and help him escape from jail?
Why, I didn't...
And then yell for the sheriff, so I'd be shot trying to get away.
Well, I didn't know the gun was empty.
Doesn't make any difference now. You wrote Bob a letter telling him his uncle had died.
I wrote to Bob Stevens in Porterville, not to this...
What does Amos Stevens' estate consist of?
I refuse
to... Answer my question.
Well, just a little shack on that hill east of town.
No money?
Nothing. Just the shack. And it's not worth over $100. But now that the real Bob Stevens has been murdered...
Your story and your actions don't make sense, Quayle. Who else is behind this thing?
I don't care if you are threatening me with a gun. There's no outlaw can break into my house and force me... I'll get word to the sheriff.
Wait, you hear that? Sounded like
yes,
somebody...
Yes, Bob. Now I'm beginning to understand. Quick, tear one of those sheets. Right. You'll see that Mr. Quayle doesn't move for a while.
Now listen, you
not
can't...
Not what you think. Hand me some strips, Bob, quick.
Yeah, here.
Good. Now, you hold him while I tie a few knots and fix a gag.
Say, why did he sing out like that? He must have been warning somebody.
Yes, you're right. I think I know who it was. There. Now, come on, we'll have to hurry. Help me go. Right. Hello. Did you see anyone leave the house while Bob and I were inside?
Two fellas run out back door plenty fast.
I thought so, steady silver.
Which way are we heading?
Railway station.
How do you figure that?
I may be wrong, but I...
Hold still, wait a moment. Come.
Get up there. Place is all locked up. Nobody here.
I'm afraid they beat us to it. Steady.
To what?
Well, there's no...
There's somebody in the bunk over there. Asleep.
I hope so. Like one of those wall lamps.
Yeah. There. Who is the gent?
I think it's a telegrapher. Is that right, Hunter?
Ah. Same fella.
But he's plugged through the head.
Who kill him?
Isn't this the man who brought the telegram to the sheriff this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. But I don't savvy how you knew.
The telegram was a fake. When the men who left Quayle's house a few minutes ago found out we were there, they came over here and killed their partner.
Who are they?
We'll find out soon enough. There's only one place they'll head for.
Where?
Your uncle's shack. The one Quayle was telling us about. Come on.
Fella. Hey, really is a broken down looking place. Uncle Amos.
Steady, big fella. Maybe a different story on the inside.
Nothing here. Just one room.
Yeah, it's a pretty dirty one.
Uncle Amos lived all alone, as he wasn't very particular.
They knew we were trailing him. This would be the logical place to head for.
Who are you talking about? There's nobody here.
I'm so sure, Bob. I thought so.
What do you mean?
It's part of the floor. It's a trap door. There must be a cellar or... Help me lift it up. I'll drag another light, Bob, so we can see.
Down, both of you. Who is it? Who's down there?
I have a good idea, and as soon as I...
Get out of my way,
person! I think that did it. Come up out of there, both of you. Come up with your hands above your heads.
Don't shoot.
What?
We're coming.
Why, it's the sheriff.
And his deputy.
Listen here. I'm the sheriff in this county.
You mean you were the sheriff. When the United States Marshal hears about this, you'll have a different title.
So these law dogs were double-crossing me all the time.
Even before they picked you up and accused you of murdering yourself.
But why? Don't make sense.
The answer must be down here in the cellar. Keep them covered, Toto.
Yeah.
You mean this shack?
No, what's underneath it? A good-sized gold mine.
What? A gold mine? Well, I'll be... And these buzzards were trying to cheat me out of it.
It's pretty obvious. Quayle, the lawyer, knew about it. When your uncle died, he willed it to you. Quayle worked with the sheriff here.
But why trail me for 3 days?
They wanted to get rid of you legally. When you didn't try to shoot it out and give them an excuse for a killing, they locked you up.
And then the lawyer thought of that double-cross escape.
Probably.
It would have worked if you hadn't stepped in and stopped it.
You and Tonto keep them covered until I ride into town. Now bring back some horses so the sheriff and his deputy can ride to jail.
Oh, boy. I never figured a thing like this would happen to me.
You feel good, huh?
You are. Who wouldn't? I've just inherited a gold mine and... But I still don't understand why an outlaw goes to all this trouble to help somebody he's never laid eyes on before.
No. You make big mistake.
Yeah? What do you mean?
A man who help you. Him not outlaw. Him Lone Ranger.
And now something extra special about Kix. K-I-X. Kix, another swell General Mills cereal. You know, I'm practically busting with big news for you Kix fans. But I simply can't tell you about it for a while. However, here's a tip. There's something in the air. Just about the biggest and best break that you Kix eaters ever got. So keep a listening. This is something you'll be crazy about. And say, did you ever figure why so many kids are crazy about Kix? The answer is easy, because Kix is a winner. A winner on taste. That come-on corn flavor is super delish. A winner on Christmas. Kix is popped into crunchy puffs. Extra crisp for extra eaten goodness. And Kix is a winner on nourishment, too. It's made from nutritious corn, with its two important B vitamins and iron for rich red blood. Remember, Rangers, morning is the busiest, workingest part of the day. Chances are, if you have a winning morning, you will have a winning day. So start your day the winning way with nutritious, delicious Kix. It's a winner.
You have just heard another of the famous Lone Ranger stories. A copyrighted feature originating in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. Brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by General Mills, makers of that delicious, nutritious, ready-to-eat cereal, Cheerios.
Cheerios.
Your announcer, John Slagle.